Recently, a lady constable was applauded for carrying her child to her workplace. Before her, it was a lady IAS officer who rejoined her workplace with her infant on the 14th day post her delivery. Now, both the ladies were cheered and celebrated for being super moms and super women, calling them truly dedicated and labeling them as an inspiration. They were not only praised but also glorified for their lack of rest, stress, pressure, overwork, overburden, and working non-stop without a break. Now, aren't we all done with this whole veneration and glorification of doing sacrifices that has been pushed at us in the name of honor, culture, and duty of a daughter, sister, mother, daughter-in-law, etc.? This wrong glorification has passed on to us from generations, and so the moment we prioritize ourselves, we are made to look bad, selfish, inconsiderate, irresponsible, unkind, uncaring, and even heartless. All our lives we have heard the message that in order to be accepted and liked, we have to act and do certain things in a certain way. We have been both subtly and overtly have been asked to adapt, bend, and change in order to make others comfortable, be it a father, a brother, boyfriend, husband, partner, and even our children. We have always been asked to present the watered-down version of ourselves. We have been asked to mind our tongue when we speak, watch our behavior before we meet or interact with somebody, and told to keep our decisions to ourselves because, yeah, big decisions aren't our cup of tea, or for that matter, a shot of whiskey or that puff of a sutta. Whether it has been family or professional environment, we have been made to fit in the water and not to make ripples in it. So while our soul and inner self is loud and on fire, we kill our individuality, mute our inner voices, and let the society drag us into their own conceptualization, where we become an epitome and paradigm of sacrifice. Selflessness, generosity, big-heartedness, but deep inside, we have the F, M, and B words running in our veins and cells. Now, keep it inside, because coming of your mouth in a crowd will make you look totally unsanskari, and then you will have to be apologetic for the bitch that you have been. Don't you think as an Indian woman, it's time to be authentic and not apologetic anymore? Yeah, I mean an unapologetic woman AF. So if you are high on a regret barometer, you know you have been dying each day inside. It's time we put more value in our outlook towards ourselves rather than being focused on what others might think. An unapologetic woman is not ashamed, but she's a little bit centered. That surely doesn't mean she is a flag bearer of ego, arrogance, or selfishness. But yes, she tends to be self-centered when she needs the most, and she is totally okay with that, even if people around her are not. Come on, we are no bitches for making bold choices, taking risks, standing up for ourselves, or making our own happiness our priority. An unapologetic woman is not brazening, loudmouth, as the misconception goes, but all about cultivating zero shame and embracing who she really is. Unapologetic women look for themselves instead of others for approval, because they have reached at the place where they need no assessment from someone else's eyes. However, the world and the society may not be kind, which means we have to stand with and for each other, backing our re-emerging, encouraging each other every time we share our vulnerable selves, and applauding each other for trying to live our unapologetically best lives instead of getting fixated in the so-called epitome and paradigm of sacrifice and selflessness. So are we ready this time, especially now that we know we have so many amazing men out there in our generation who share the same thought process?